I thought I'd have a party, invite some friends to dine, cook up some culinary gems from old recipes of mine. But as I reviewed my old cookbooks, chocked full of delicious dishes, I became a little wary, I became suspicious. I used to make the greatest ham, quite an outstanding leg of lamb. My chicken parmesan, turkey tetrazzini, veal scallopini, borscht and blini, my bouillabaisse, ragu bordelaise, sauce béarnaise, all gained much praise. But now there's a new attitude towards food, you don't know what to expect. Could it be that some of my recipes were nutritionally incorrect? So I conducted a survey of the folks I planned to feed to see if there was any special dietary need. And as I checked around, this is what I found. Mary isn't eating dairy. Marguerite is off of wheat. Harry and Marion both vegetarian. Sugar-free is the path for Pete. Megan's gone completely vegan. Jim has allergies galore. I hear Barb's not eating carbs. And Nadia is a locavore. Pat's on Atkins, Sam's on South Beach, Jenny Craig brings Jane her food. Emma weighs every ounce she eats on a little scale, which is rather rude. Nell's diabetic, Mel is kosher. Fran is eating for blood type B. And what about Jim? No nuts for him. And Anne-Marie is gluten-free. Gluten-free, gluten-free. Anne-Marie is gluten-free. What a challenge, what a dilemma. Salt-free for Harry, fat-free for Emma. No cheese for Louise as a consequence of her lactose intolerance. No parmesan, no tetrazzini, no goulash, paprikash, scallopini. I was ruling out dishes hand over fist, eliminating my entire list. What a disaster. Then I thought, what about pasta? I make a turkey meat sauce. Folks say you just can't beat it. But all those vegetarians might not want to eat it. Well, I could make a separate sauce, one entirely meatless, and two kinds of pasta, naturally, one with wheat and one that's wheatless. So one pot for meatless and one pot for wheatless, we might have to eat less. I'll run out of pots. I've gotten much thinner while planning this dinner. It's getting my innards all tied up in knots. I began to despair of my role as chef and decided at last to go BYOF. So they brought their own food to my party. I had drinks and a pretty place setting. We honored every diet choice with minimal fuss and fretting. It's fat-free, sugar-free, salt-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, what a variety. We had conversation and good company, and we had a meal that was menu-free, menu-free, menu-free. We had a meal that was menu-free. We'll be right back.
here. Our company that is, hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ, FM, Grove City, WCUC, FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, Sioux City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio. Happy to have you here today. Puzzles and games all morning long, including a pop quiz in just moments. Also today, we will have 8th grade musicians from North Hills Middle School playing as an ensemble just after 10 o'clock. At 10:30, Pittsburgh Youth Media Corps member Elaine Gombos, a 12th grader at Shadyside Academy, joins us to talk about her Scholastic Writing Award-winning essay, From Enemies to Lovers, Japanese War Brides and Their Influence on Multiculturalism in the United States. And at 11 o'clock, Brad Yoder will give us a preview of his show tonight with North Carolina singer-songwriter Jess Klein at Songspace at First Unitarian, that show this evening. Also, we'll open our doors at 10 o'clock. You can come in, observe the broadcast, see our studios. It's all part of Remake Learning Days 2023. So nice to have you here at the very beginning of today's show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Times I just don't know how you could be anything but beautiful. Think that I was made for you, and you were made for me. And I know that I will never change. We've been rain or shine for such a long, long time. Laughing eyes and smiling face, it seems so lucky just to have the right. Telling you with all my might, beautiful tonight. And I know that you will never stray, 'cause you've been that way from day to day for such a long, long time. And when tight, how could life be anything but beautiful? Think that I was made for you, and you were made for me. And I know that I will never change. We've been friends, the rain or shine, such a long, long time. Well, I must say, it means so much to me to be the one who's telling you. I'm telling you that you're beautiful.
For me, one of the most beautiful songs from Gordon Lightfoot, the late Gordon Lightfoot. He died in Toronto Monday evening. At the age of 84. We'll have more from Gordon Lightfoot throughout today's Saturday Light Brigade. A quick look at the week. We began supporting kids as they conducted interviews with people working to create a safe community in Beltsoover in a project we're doing in collaboration with Abiding Missions. We also made a visit to Propel Northside and spent some time getting ready for Summer Boost, our project with Pittsburgh Public Schools. We welcomed students here from Manchester Academic Charter School. We also recorded several new Ratcast episodes, our youth-hosted podcast series about Allegheny County regional assets. The Mount Ararat Community After School Club had a field trip in our studios on Tuesday. We went out to After School Advocacy Day in Harrisburg, along with Poseidon, the after school network that encourages funding and other supports for after school activity. We went to visit students at Propel East and Propel Montour. That on Wednesday. On Thursday, we did some work on our new website, which indeed is coming. It's very close to complete. We've been working on it for a long time. We're finally there. We also worked with the Children's Museum on a project that will be forthcoming. We also spent some time with Winchester Thurston School. And we're working with Community College of Allegheny County. We got started on a project we're doing together. Here's hoping that you had a good week. It was a busy one for us here at SLB. And it's time now for us to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time now for this morning's pop quiz, and we invite you today to consider words that are five letters in length. That's too easy. There's a little bit more to it than that. Can you come up with five words that are five letters long that contain three different vowels. They have to have three different vowels. For example, union, U, N, I, O, N. Five letters in length, and it has three different vowels, a U, an I, and an O. Can you come up with five-letter words that contain three different vowels? If you can, I hope you'll join us on the radio this morning at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. There are a few five-letter words that have four different vowels. Four different vowels altogether. And if you would like to let us know your thoughts about those, we'd love to hear from you there too. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck.
As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. Cadillac rolling on the open road, but nothing's outrunning my V8 Ford. Maybelline, why can't you be true? You started back doing the things that you used to do. The top of the hill, Maybelline. Why can't you be true? You started back doing no things that you used to do. You started back doing no things that you used to do. You started back doing no things that you used to do.
Listen, can't you hear those little jaybirds call? Take my hand, come walk in the valley. Hold my hand, come go along with me. Well, I went out on a mountaintop and what did I see? Listen, can't you hear those little jaybirds call? Take my hand, come walk in the mountains. Hold my hand, come go along with me. Take my hand, come walk in the mountains. Hold my hand, come go along with me. As could be, gathering and the storm before the snow did fall. Listen, can't you hear those little jaybirds call? Take my hand, come walk by the river. Hold my hand, come go along with me. While out in the garden, what did I see? Five blue jays, blue as they could be, gathering and a storm before the snow did fall. Listen, can't you hear those little jaybirds call? Take my hand, come walk in the garden. Hold my hand, come go along with me. Pine trees, what did I see? Five pinion jays, busy as can be, gathering and a-storing before the snow did fall. Listen, can't you hear those little jaybirds call? Take my hand, come walk in the forest. Hold my hand, come go along with me. Take my hand, come walk in the forest. Hold my hand, come go along with me.
That is brand new from Special Consensus, the Jaybird song. The album is called Great Blue North. John Thibodeau before that and Maybelline. We have got a lot of answers to share with you. Do We Ever. We are looking for five-letter words that contain three different vowels. And I'm going to try to list all of them in the order they came in. Jeff in Squirrel Hill was first with adios, onion, aegis, A-E-G-I-S, ounce, iotas, eagle, weave, leave, heave, and equal. Well done, Jeff. Kimberly has cameo, radio, voice, argue, and movie. Sue in South Park has email, sauce, pause, cause, house, louse, mouse, aimed, oiled, and unite. And here comes Kathy with radio abuse, Adobe, hot, H-A-U-T-E, alien, alone, argue, guide, cameo, house, media, ocean, piano, saute, voice, and sauce. These are all great Wordle starting words, by the way. As John in Economy Bureau pointed out, helping to identify letters. Now, Sue has a bonus that she added. Sue is in South Park. She says, consider outie, O-U-T-I-E. That works. It's a word that counts, and that gets you four vowels. Gary in Edinburgh writes, the piano player on the patio was quite good, just a bit too quiet for my taste. She had a wonderful voice, and I hope to make a video of her and paste it on social media. But she got irate and said no. Who was I to argue? Oh well, off to the juice bar for the house special. Well done, Gary. Mark and Jean came up with 32 altogether, including abide, about, acute, adore, aisle. These are ones we haven't mentioned yet. Also, atone, issue, needo, opine, radio, I think I mentioned that earlier, and usage, and untie, among others. Here is avoid, allowed, route, poise, noise, and orate, and ado. That one I'm not sure. Your phone number ends in 38. I don't have your name, however. But a charge to you as well. Jim in Crafton Heights has ARI, A-E-R-I-E, as well as audit, oaken, email, haiku, very good, and audio as a four-vowel word. And there are a few more. Cindy Rogers is in Indiana, and she and Betty came up with unite, urine, to pay with one E, rouse, arise, about, aisle, acres. Very good. A-C-R, actually, that is two. A-C-R-E-S, above, and for four vowels in it, she also had ado. And Ouija, O-U-I-J-A, from Mark. Excellent. That's a four-vowel word. And we have a few more. Linda is in Siesta Key, Florida, listening today with video. Gouda, about, and Rout and Yasu. And Leslie has a few. Thank you, Leslie, for yours. We've mentioned those. Don and Margie are in Belhaven, North Carolina, with video voice, voila, and viola as well, media, quota, quote. And then Julia and Lewis as names, and quite and quiet. And there are a few more that we'll share with you as we head to our next segment. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
He's a dynamite, uptight, out of sight, backyard Romeo. He looks like skin on a bone pile. A cat wouldn't give him a glance. But when he stretches his long legs out, a poncing got a chance. Tennessee hound dog, Tennessee hound dog. Sad faced, moony eyed creature, his ears hang down to his knees. The she hounds call him a has been. She-hounds run for a hiding place. Cause when he takes a notion, all the girl dogs know he's a dynamite. Uptight, out of sight, backyard Romeo. He looks like Fuddy warmed over, some dog lovers have said. But he's got more sense in the end of his nose than they've got in their head. Tennessee hound dog, Tennessee hound dog.
Michaela Burrows, that's brand new here at the Saturday Light Brigade. The album is called True Life Blues. Our pop quiz had so many answers coming in. Dan used his sometimes Y to come up with a five-letter word. And we'll accept this. Fairy, F-A-I-R-Y. He also had Harry and early along those lines. Now, Tom and Barbara are in Stallstown, and they had Ado and Audio. And they also decided that a five-letter word with three vowels is E-I-E-I-O. I like it. They also had a few that nobody came up with. Innate, in your, suave, mauve, and opium, and agile. Tommy had a few that he shared, and I mentioned Mark and Mary Jean had 32 altogether. A few that haven't been mentioned. Emoji. I think I mentioned all of the other ones that came in. Good morning to Dust Bowl Jack. Nice to have you with us. And Mike is in Annapolis, Maryland this morning. Nice to have you with us. Finally, Tom writes, Louis with an unfortunate extra vowel. And also an alien guide was sitting on his patio on May 4th drinking his juice and watching a Star Wars movie when he decided to listen to Larry play the piano on the radio, but Princess Leia was irate because she did not have five letters in her name. John, in economy, also with a sentence, I need an ounce of juice to saute this recipe, but this teaspoon is a vague gauge to achieve that quota with any poise. It makes me want to go rogue and retire to the quiet oasis of my hotel suite. Bonus, I'm enjoying your audio program. I bid you adieu. Excellent. And Mike and Mars has viola, Maori ratio, and a couple words I don't know. OKAPI and UMAME, but I trust their words. Stu has a live quota, atone, abide, and abode. And Tommy, ideal, edify, abode, about, quake, image, and quail. So many words. All five-letter words. With three vowels. Thanks for playing along. He was born in Lexington, Kentucky on May 6th, 1961, before his rise to stardom. His dad, Nick, and Aunt Rosemary made his surname a familiar one. He had television roles on Roseanne, as well as two different shows called ER. Good Night and Good Luck and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou are among the films in which he was a star. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. He was born in Lexington, Kentucky on May 6th, 1961. Before his rise to stardom, his dad, Nick, and Aunt Rosemary made his surname a familiar one. He had television roles on Roseanne, as well as two different programs called ER. Good Night and Good Luck and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou are among the films that made him a star. That is this morning's History Riddle. This is the number to call to share your answer. 412-200-5975. Good luck.
You call me greasy and full of muck. You play me hard for the easy buck. I bet you see us all like chickens to pluck, but time's running out on you. Yeah, you think me a sucker for the cut of my clothes. You think you're safe, 'cause the port don't bump. I reckon some will, I reckon some won't, but who's running your water? Growing your food, cleaning your clutter, and up on your roof, patching your tires, and cooking your hops. And there's even a few of us who are firemen and cops. So you better be kind to this rabble, 'cause if you've got my vote or not might be the least of your troubles. Well, my veteran friends, they pitched their tents outside the window of the president. Said, boys, we appreciate your fight for your government, but sons, your bonus ain't nothing but a Cinderella stamp. Yeah, you got a lot of nerve, trying to rock my boat. You think you're safe, 'cause the port on foot. Well, maybe that's so, but did you consider who's working the farms and churning your butter, hauling the coal you're burning in winter, pumping your gas and killing your hogs, catching all your homeless cats and dogs, keeping your cocaine cheap and your tobacco tall, planting in the spring, harvesting in the fall. Yeah, you better be kind to me, brother, 'cause if you've got my vote or not might be the least of your troubles. A whistle and a woman and a crowing hen, gonna drive the devil out of his den. Now there ain't no rain to follow the plow, and that cyclone coming don't want no how. On the California border they're waiting for us, with chains and pistols and pipes and clubs. While you're keeping score, know there's a million more who are running your water and growing your food, cleaning your clutter and up on your roof, hauling your trash, sewing your clothes, watching your kids and paving your roads. Yeah, you better be kind to this rabble, 'cause if you've got my vote or not might be the least of your troubles.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through no sickness, toil or danger in that bright world to which I go.
I'm going there to see my father. I'm going there.
Thank you.
Robert Earl Keane at the Saturday Light Brigade. And you also heard Paul Burr chant, "Poor Don't Vote." What a busy morning today. We've had correct answers from quite a few brigadiers. Let me repeat this morning's history riddle in case you didn't hear it or would like to hear it again. He was born in Lexington, Kentucky on May 6th, 1961, before his rise to stardom. His dad, Nick, and Aunt Rosemary made his surname a familiar one. He had television roles on Roseanne. He played a character called Booker, as well as two different programs called ER, one that was wildly popular and one that starred Elliot Gould and lasted less than a season, if I recall correctly. Good night and good luck, and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And Confessions of a Dangerous Mind are among the films, and many others too, in which he became known as a star. 412-200-5975 if you would like to share an answer. Russ in North Carolina came up with it, so did Larry in Elwood City. Zach in Pittsburgh got it. Jim in Blackridge also came up with it, as did Tom in McCandless and Mike in Mars, actually Annapolis this morning. Kathy in Tynesta has it. Bob in Freedom, Pennsylvania, and Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia also have the correct answer. And taking a look on Facebook, I see that Brad Stephenson has it. Well done, Brad. And a correct answer also from Bruce, who joins us now. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Bruce is in Ingram. And because Bruce is steeped in bluegrass, among other things, this guy, I think, helped bring bluegrass back. Well, never really left, but to a bigger audience.
Yeah, he certainly did introduce it to a great, a wider audience for sure by his performance in "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?"
And who is it that we're looking for?
Oh, it's George Clooney.
George Clooney, indeed, the correct answer. Well done.
And he was one of the Soggy Bottom Boys.
Yes. Really a great movie.
It was. Ironically, he can't sing.
I did not know that.
Clooney. Yeah, Rosemary Clooney is his aunt, I believe you said. And he was not able to sing to what they were looking for the movie. So Dan Kaminsky, who plays in Alison Krauss's band, did the vocals on that song.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, his aunt was Rosemary Clooney, the great star. His father, Nick Clooney, was a TV anchorman and also hosted one of those movie programs, I think on AMC. He hosted a movie show where he would introduce the movie and talk about it. But George Clooney, really, really a great actor, all in all.
He's really good. He's really good at comedy. I think he's very funny.
Yeah, I think, and he also seems to genuinely be a nice guy. He played a character named Mark Colmar, Ace, his nickname, on a show called ER, which also had Elliot Gould in it. It did not last very long at all. That was the first ER, E/R. And then on Roseanne, he played Booker Brooks. Kind of, that was a character that was not a very nice man. He usually plays nice people. And then Dr. Doug Ross on the show most people know as ER. He's played a lot of doctors.
Remember when he was on Roseanne, he was their boss. She worked at a place where they made plastic silverware.
Yes.
and they also sat at a table, like, separating the silverware out of the forms they came in.
Right.
He was always pushing them to do it faster.
Yes.
And they'd be sitting at the table just talking and not separating as quickly as he liked.
Yes, and that was his job, to push the line to get more out of them. That was always kind of the... I liked that era of the program. It showed these women trying to get ahead as much as they could as they worked there. And Booker Brooks ended up being just a bit of a misogynist, not the nicest character.
Yeah, I think he wasn't on there that long, was he? Maybe
no.
In the first couple years?
No, not even that. 11 episodes. Although, it says he appeared in 11 episodes, but it was over 3 years. So
that sounds about... It wasn't even really regular, because he didn't appear at work all the time, just on occasion.
I know you initially had a guess of John Goodman. And
I did.
John Goodman is in a lot of those same films, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I was telling Ricky, I was half asleep, and I heard the history of it all. I think when you said, "Oh, Brother Ward," that's what kind of like got me out of my fog. I just picked up the phone, and I called John Goodman, because he was in both Roseanne and Oh, Brother Ward.
Yeah, and John Goodman ends up being in a lot of Coen Brothers movies, as does George Clooney.
Yeah, the Coen brothers kind of use like Orson Welles. They kind of like a stock bunch of actors are in most of their work.
Yeah, sort of a repertory.
A lot of their stuff. Yeah, rep theater.
Yeah, and it works. It's always good. Well done. A charge to you.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you soon.
You bet. Enjoy the day. It's going to be sunny, I think, finally.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care. Congratulations if you got George Clooney. Here's Dan Tominski and the Soggy Mountain Boys.
In constant sorrow through his day, I am the man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my day. Where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and thank you. just a stranger. My face you never will see no more. But there is one promise that is given. I'll meet you on God's golden shore.
The Soggy Mountain Boys from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And congratulations again if you came up with George Clooney. Today's history riddle answer. And Mrs. Edwards, we will indeed have more songs by Gordon Lightfoot this morning. I'll look for the one you just requested. And we'll also try to play a number of other requests we've had for Gordon Lightfoot throughout the morning.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Broadcasting live, as if I needed to prove that to you, from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesports PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio.
That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything you had is gone, as you can see. That's what you get for loving me. I ain't the kind to hang around with any new love that I've found. 'Cause moving is my stock and trade. I'm moving on. I won't think of you when I'm gone. So don't you shed a tear for me, 'cause I ain't the love you thought I'd be. I got 100 more like you, so don't be blue. I'll have 1,000 before I'm through. Now there you go, you cried again. Now there you go, you cried again. But then someday when your poor heart is on the mend, I just might pass this way again. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything you had is gone, as you can see. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me.
Nice picking there by Gordon Lightfoot. One of his earlier hits, he later indicated that that's a song that he regretted somewhat, at least in terms of the way he portrays himself in that song. That was a big hit for Peter, Paul, and Mary, and also Ian and Sylvia. Remake Learning Days is underway now, having begun May 4th, and continues through May 23rd in southwestern Pennsylvania. There are hundreds of free events throughout the region, and we hope you'll visit our studios and New Youth Media Center for several that we are hosting, including today. From 10 until 1 o'clock, you can join us for today's radio program. We have a classical music ensemble from North Hills Middle School. Just after 10 o'clock, Brad Yoder will be here after 11 o'clock. We also have a teen writer. You can see our studios and more. It is today. So we hope you'll consider coming by if you've always wanted to get a look at our brand new space.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge now. It is time for our crossword puzzle of the air. There are eight letters in today's answer, eight letters, and we're going to give you the ones right smack dab in the middle. The clue is invitation. Invitation.